All right, let's be real for a second. You've thought about starting a business. Maybe you've even tried dropshipping, and it's probably felt like you're just throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks, right? You're dropshipping some cheap junk from a sketchy website, praying it gets there, and then you're making 12 cents on the dollar. It's a grind. What if there was a different way? A playbook, a blueprint. What if you could skip all the nonsense and build a real business selling high-ticket stuff? I'm talking products over $1,000 from trusted suppliers. Look, John and I distilled 21 years of e-commerce experience into 6 simple checklists. It's the battle-tested blueprint that over 1,000 students have used to launch in 30 days. No more guessing, no more costly mistakes. We're giving you all 6 checklists, plus a video walkthrough for each one for just $9. That's a no-brainer. Go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/checklist to get the ultimate high-ticket dropshipping checklist bundle and stop doing things the hard way. That's dropshipbreakthrough, spelled thru.com/checklist. If you're struggling to get a supplier on board, going to a trade show is going to be your best bet. Like, actually just going to meet them and saying, hey, I'm here, showing that you're a real person, that you're not a fly-by-night, that you've been around a while, that you've invested time and money to be there. I think it's an absolute no-brainer. If you're struggling to land some suppliers that you think would be a benefit to your business, just go to the trade shows. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. I got a question for you, John. Have you ever attended a trade show for one of the e-commerce businesses that you've been part of?
Yes, absolutely. I even did this on my very first business back in 20. So I went to my first trade show in 2015. And then I did it 2016 and early 2017 as well. In that first business, I sold it in 2017. So yeah, absolutely. I highly recommend it. Going to trade shows is a fantastic way to find new dropship suppliers for your business. And, you know, you get to meet people face to face, which I think makes the conversation around, you know, working with your business or working with the supplier, etc., like so much easier, like face to face. I mean, we're people. We're made to like look each other in the face and communicate in that way. That's the original way we ever communicated. And I think there's just something extra to being there in person and seeing the products and shaking the hands and, you know, looking people in the eye and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I love it. I love it.
I actually wasn't sure if you had attended. I assumed you did. But I've been to a few myself within a few different industries. One I went to was the golf show in Orlando, which is January, February every year. Really cool show. If you're into golf, you would absolutely love it. And then I also went to like an ergonomics convention with Brian Angel in Las Vegas, which even if you don't like the convention, you're in Las Vegas, so you can have a good time at least. But it was okay. But there's so much value. I didn't leave one and say, man, I wish I didn't do that. There was multiple times interacting with brands we currently carried where we built real relationships with them, or they gave us some insight on, you know, how much volume our business was doing of their business, which maybe gave us some leverage. Yep. Or, hey, we're about to release this product. We'd love to get it in your hands first so you can see it. Or, you know, you're at the trade show. You can see it firsthand. You can understand what's going to be different about new products and get that ready. Be the first one out there with the new product, which can be helpful. But like you said, man, just being face-to-face with the people, I think, has brought more benefits than I could have imagined. Going to, hey, you know, whatever, we'll do the trade show for the morning. Where are you having lunch today? We'll go have lunch with an ex-supplier. That led to us becoming a distributor for a brand in Canada on their behalf, because they just didn't want to do it themselves. They asked us to over lunch one day. And so, like, I think there's a lot of opportunities here. We, you know, we titled this How to Get Suppliers by Attending Trade Shows. But I think beyond that, there's probably, you know, 10 other benefits you could have just by going to one.
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing I think about it, I like about it as well, is like, you know, I think second to going to trade shows, you should also just travel to see suppliers. Like, you should go to suppliers where you can as well. But the nice thing about a trade show is you're probably going to find there's a bunch of your suppliers, your existing suppliers, if you've already got suppliers, plus new ones, all in one place. So you're actually cutting down on having to go to 5 different places by going to one place. And yeah, let alone, like, oftentimes they're just fun to be there. You like learn so much about your business. You could make content just by being at the trade show. Like, you know, whip your phone out. Hey, I'm at blah, 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 trade show, blah, 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 blah. Like, I mean, you could just do lots of fun stuff. Do you know what I mean? If you're listening in and you'd like to take the first steps towards building your own high-ticket dropshipping business, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where we've got a free training waiting for you that's going to walk you through the first steps you need to take to start your own high-ticket dropshipping business. And I'm going to walk you through an actual example of what one of these businesses looks like.
I hear people tell me, why would I go? Why would my company, and like, I think too many people start these online businesses to be nameless, to be faceless, and to make some side cash. Whereas like, if you want to build a real business, you need to be there in person. You should be wanting to be there and making these relationships and learning what's new. And again, just like you said, pull out your phone and say, hey, I'm Ben, I'm the owner of this company. I'm here with this brand, and oh my goodness, check out this new product that's about to come out. Like, that's unbelievable content for your website that no one else has. But honestly, like, when you get into an industry, no matter what you're selling, you're probably going to start to like the products in some way, shape or form. And so just being there, feeling the energy, seeing all the other brands, seeing all the possibility that's there, it's so worth it. But I do think it ends up being a mindset thing, why people don't end up going to these trade shows. Might be imposter syndrome. Could be a lot of things, right? Definitely. Like you're really kind of putting yourself out there and meeting some people that you've been able to hide behind your keyboard with for a long time. And I tell you, it's great thing to go shake some hands.
It is. And it's the same feelings that you get, I think, before you start making supplier calls, like by phone. Like you have imposter syndrome, your fear of rejection. You're like, well, what are they going to think about me? Like, maybe I'm going to come off as a weirdo and all of that sort of thing. I think it's just that you're just transferring the same set of fears to then going in person to meet people face to face. And so I honestly would tell people to think back, if you can, to when you started making calls via phone. Like, how did that end up going for you? When you thought, oh, what if they say no? And what if I'm a weirdo? And what if they think, oh, who are you, buddy? You're an imposter. Like, you did the calls anyway, and they went much better than you thought they were going to. Well, it's exactly the same here. Yes, you're going to experience some fears, and you're going to have some hang-ups about going to these things, but just go and do it, because it's going to be much better than your expectations of it are going to be. Like, you're going to feel a bit nervous the first hand you go up to and shake at the first booth you go to, but then you're going to do it. The people are going to be nice, and you'll be like, oh, fuck, this is cool, right? And then you're going to go to the next one and the next one and the next one, and you're going to kind of warm into it a bit. So I think, fears are totally natural, but I 100% agree with you. Like, even if you're not the face of your business on your website, you know, to the public, you have to be the face of your business with your suppliers. Like, you know, I mean, those are two different things. And I think, you have relationships with your suppliers, which the stronger they are, you know, is just going to be better for your business. Like, it will open so many doors for you, and you're not going to build strong relationships, like really strong, long-lasting relationships with people just by talking to them on the phone. Like, I mean, think about your personal life. How many close friends do you have that you've only ever spoken to on the phone? You have zero of those, right? Like, really, you have zero of those. How many close friends, like really close friends that you count on for anything, do you know just online? Right? I mean, even you and I, like, I mean, we didn't really realize how much we had in common, I think, until we met face to face. But then after we met face to face, we were able to do everything, a lot of things offline for a long time, until, like, for years, until we caught up again and started doing face to face things around Dropship Breakthrough, right? But if we didn't have that face to face moment, would we have ended up becoming business partners? Yeah, probably not. If I thought about it on the balance of probability, probably, maybe, but probably not.
This feels very much like our live event. Like, you think you know all of the other students, you've seen them on our Zoom calls, and then you come to our event and you're like, oh my God, like, it just feels amazing because you're finally meeting all of these people and actually realizing they're humans and like connecting with all of them. Same thing happens at trade shows, right? But Sally, who you've been emailing every order to for the last 2 years, when you actually get to see Sally, maybe go have a drink with her or have lunch with her or just say hi to her at her booth, things really start changing. You realize you're human. You want to help. Innately, you want to help each other do better. If Sally hasn't met your 9 other competitors, I bet she's going to start like extending olive branches out to you that she didn't do to those other 9 because she met you, absolutely, right? And so, like, man, there's so many benefits. You know, we started this one with suppliers, so I do want to mention that. Like, if you're struggling to get a supplier on board, going to a trade show is going to be your best bet. Like actually just going to meet them and saying, hey, I'm here, showing that you're a real person, that you're not a fly by night, that you've been around a while, that you've invested time and money to be there. I think it's an absolute no brainer. If you're struggling to land some suppliers that you think would be a benefit to your business, just go to the trade shows, which inevitably leads you to the next question, John. Where do you end up finding some of these trade shows? I took a few notes myself, but I'm curious, how did you even know one existed for your lighting business in Australia back in 2015, 2016?
Yeah, that's a good question. I definitely Googled it for sure. Like I just Googled like homewares trade shows Australia or Sydney. I was living near Sydney was the nearest capital city at the time. So I definitely remember Googling around a bit, see what I could uncover. I think I had one or two suppliers at the time who were very proactive about the fact that they had. So they were sending me emails saying, oh, we're exhibiting it, blah, 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 and we're going to have new products there, and you should all come along and, you know, visit us and see our products. So I had suppliers that were kind of promoting it a little bit as well. So I think I came up with it between those two things, if I'm honest. And I mean, that was a while ago. It's nearly 10 years ago now. So, and then once I knew what they were, obviously, you're just putting it in your calendar to go the next year and the next year and the next year as well, sort of thing. So... but yeah, I mean, it's like whatever your industry is, just hit Google up and say, like, you know, industry, trade show, state. Like if you're looking for state-based ones, or sometimes they call themselves national trade shows or something like that. Like, you know, just Google around. You're going to find some. But also ask, if you do have existing suppliers, ask your suppliers. Get on a call with them and say, hey, man, do you guys exhibit at any trade shows, or have you done that in the past? Oh, awesome. Because I'd love to come along, but... Awesome. Oh, you go to that one, you go to this one, you used to go to that one, but you don't go anymore, but I could still go and check that out. So hit up your existing suppliers for sure.
Yeah, I think that's where it started for us. We would have some brands that we were selling a bit of. They would reach out and be like, hey, are you going to be at, like I get this in the pet space, they're like constantly, are you going to be at Super Zoo? I've never been to a Super Zoo, but every time they're like, you're going to be at Super Zoo this year? Yeah. That happened in many different industries that I've been a part of. But if you're sitting here and you're like, no one's ever reached out to me, that's exactly where I'd Google it. And then I would reach out to my suppliers and ask them. And then I would cross-reference those lists together because they're going to give you some insight of like, hey, you don't want to go to that one in Chicago. Trust me, like that one's not worth it. But, you know, this one in Nashville is going to be amazing. You know, all the brands are at this one. Only some brands are at this one. So you know where you can put, you know, get the most bang for your buck from that. But certainly... Reach out to your rep. They're going to be like, well, I'm going to be at this one. If you want to meet me personally, that's, you know, that's where you want to go. You want to interact with other business owners, but you also want to understand who the hierarchy of who's in charge over there as well, so that you can interact with the right people and definitely interact with the person you speak to most.
Yeah. And then you can do a bit of research as well. So if you hear the name of a trade show, you can go to the trade show's website. And like if it's reasonably close to when it's happening, they're usually going to have like a list of who's exhibiting there. Right. And so if you're trying to balance up, like, is this like if there's multiple ones that you could go to, like maybe they're in different states or something like that, you can go and look at who's on the list that's actually going to be there, and you can research them and say, well, are any of these companies like aside from your existing suppliers, are any of these companies that I actually want to talk to? Like, do they have the products that I want to sell? Because if you look at the list and you're like, well, there's not really anybody there. But over at this one over here that's happening in a few months' time, there's more. Like, you're going to go to the one where there's actually, you know, potential relationships you actually want to build as well. I think you can learn a lot just from being at a trade show, even without talking to suppliers, about your niche and your ideal customer and what they're looking for and what's coming up in the market and what the new products are. Like, you can learn a lot just from being at a trade show without any supplier conversations. But, you know, you want to try and go... You know, focus your energies and your money where you're going to get an outcome for sure.
Yeah, just so if you want a website to look at, go to pgashow.com. pgashow.com. You can see the big golf show. Often they're in similar places. Las Vegas is a place for this. Orlando in the convention center, I think, is a very popular place. I've been to a pet one there. I've been to a golf one there. I've been invited to other ones there. And so you can kind of get an idea of where to look to. You might be able to go to their websites and see the shows on their calendar that are coming up and get an idea of what's going to be there. But yeah, I think honestly, probably just going to your supplier is going to give you the best result probably of like, where are you going to be and why do you go there and which one do you like best? And you know, they're going to give you real insight into which ones are worth going to and which ones are not.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I know the question is going to come up in people's mind when we're talking about this. Like, the title of the show is How to Get Suppliers by Attending Trade Shows. So, like, let's go into that a little bit. Like, what are we actually doing here? Like, you know, you're rocked up at a trade show. You know there's a list of, like, suppliers that you want to go and see. Like, what's different here, Ben? Is there anything different here? Is this something that, like, going up and having the conversation? Like, where do you start?
I got to tell you, John, I'm a little more direct than most people, so I'm not sure I'm going to come at this the most thoughtful way. But I would just come up and introduce yourself, right? Make sure you're talking to a decision maker, which you probably are going to know right away based on the name tag that they're wearing. Or you can ask and say, hey, you know, I'm a retailer. I'd love to know who I can speak with about possibly becoming a retailer for you. If they have zero retailers, like, that's a pretty good sign that it's not going to be worth your time. But for the most part, most brands that we carry in this type of industry have retailers. If they do, they're going to want to talk to you. And again, introduce yourself. Let them know why you're there. Let them know how your business is doing. Ask questions about their business. If I'm honest with you, you should ask way more questions about them. What do the kids say? Riz them up. Give them everything you got. Ask them questions about you laughing at that. Your kids say that. That's great. Like, ask questions about that, about them. Really, like, not only the business, about the person you're talking to. If Bill's sitting there and there's something interesting about Bill, ask Bill a question about that. Like, no one wants to talk about themselves more than every single person on this planet. And so, like, if you can get them talking, build that rapport before you come with the hard ask of, like, hey, you know, it's been great to hear about your business. We're really kicking ass over here. And, like, you're a brand we've been really trying to get for a long time. What can we do to move the needle? It's gonna hit different in person than that ever did over the phone. So for me, I try to make it about them. Again, I don't even know if I'm doing the right things here, John. This has just been my experience, is, like, go be invested in what their brand is about. Be invested about the person you're talking to, and then shoot your shot.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think the conversation, once again, I'm a fairly direct with it as well. I don't think the conversation really actually changes that much face to face. Other than for them, it's much harder to say no. Like, you know, email is the easiest place to say no. On the phone is a little bit harder. Face to face is the hardest for somebody to, like, look you in the eye and say, no, I'm not going to work with you. So, and this is why you get such a better hit rate when you rock up and talk to somebody, is not only do they appreciate that you've made the effort to be there, but it's just psychologically harder to look somebody in the eye and tell them no, because that's a confrontational situation in people's minds, right? Subconsciously. And so we all want the easy road subconsciously. And so saying yes in this scenario for them is actually the easy road, because they don't have to make you feel bad, which might make them feel a little bit bad. And nobody wants to feel bad, right? So, but yeah, it's quite simple. I absolutely agree with you. If you, you know, talking to the right person, if they're a big enough business that they have a lot of staff there and that sort of thing, find the right person. And yeah, just start by introducing yourself, who you are, where you're from. You know, let them know you're a retailer, obviously, that sells the sort of products that they produce or are distributing or whatever they're doing. And yeah, like, just I like to start, like, it's, you're building a relationship. Yeah, if you can say something about what they're doing, if you can ask them about what they're doing, definitely if you see something about them that maybe they've got something there that indicates they follow a particular sports team or something like that, you know, if you're into sports yourself, have a chat about that. Say, oh, I see you're a blah 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 fan, awesome, you guys had a really shit year, that sucks, blah blah blah, you know what I mean? Like, just, you know, shoot the shit a little bit for sure. If all else fails, like, talk to them about their products, right? Like, I mean, you're going to be standing there in a place where all of their products are around you. So if you're stuck for what to say, like, just say, hey, man, I heard about this product over here. That looks really cool. You know, like, ask them some questions about the product, and then to kind of break the ice, I think that can work sometimes as well. And then you'll kind of get into, like, the business stuff, like, oh, that's a cool product, I'd love to sell that on our store, you know, thanks for telling me about it. So don't overthink it is the key. Just go and have a conversation. That's literally it. Like, they are there to meet you, so they want you to come and introduce yourself. They're not just there because they like showing off their products. They're there to find people who are going to sell them. That's the point of, they're there to sell their products to people who will buy them, whether they're members of the public, whether they're, if it's one that's open to members of the public, they're not always open to members of the public. Or they're looking for people who are going to buy them, lots of them over time, you know, yourself, retailers or contractors or whatever it might be. Like, that's literally why that company is in the room. They want you to come and talk to them. There is zero other point for them to be there. So all you're doing by going and having that conversation is like meeting their need. And so, like, just go and do it. They know what to say to you. You actually don't necessarily need to say that much, kind of thing. And it's a very similar conversation to what, you know, you would have over the phone. It's almost the same, but I would probably put a little bit, if you can, just get a little bit more, just, you know, face to face, like, how's your day? Like, what's going on? Are you having a good time? You know, how's business? All of that sort of thing. What are the great things you've got coming out? Like, talk to them about that stuff probably a bit more than you would on the phone, because it's easier when you're face to face. But yeah,
the reality is, depending where you are in this journey, most industries, they're going to know who the fuck you are anyway, right? One, because you should be calling them once a month and checking in and saying, hey, I'd really like to carry you guys. Like, you should almost be a little bit annoying. They should almost be like, oh, okay, Ben's here. I got to... Okay, hey, Ben, how are you? You know what I mean? It should be a little awkward if you've been doing your job. Or if your brand's big enough, you've ignored calling them and just worked on building your business. They're going to know who you are anyway in the space, right? Most spaces aren't these huge, huge, huge markets where there's hundreds and hundreds of players. You know, there's probably a few dozen, right? And so, like, you're going to stand out. They're going to know you exist, and they're going to be happy that you're there putting a face to your name. They're going to appreciate that you're there. So, like, I understand the imposter syndrome. I totally get that. But I can't imagine there's somebody who's went to a trade show that went, man, I really wish I didn't go to that. Unless they went to one of the, there are some crappy ones out there, don't get me wrong. But if you talk to your suppliers, if you're going to the one where everyone's at, this is the one to be at, I can't imagine you're going to leave there regretting it.
Yeah. So, look, if you're listening to the show, literally take an action item here. Go today. Start looking. It doesn't matter what stage you're at. You can go to trade shows when you're building your website. You can go to trade shows when you've been 6 months, open for 6 months. You can go to trade shows when you've been open for 2 years. Like, you're listening to this, you're looking for ways to grow your business. This is a massive opportunity. If you don't do it, you're missing out. So get straight onto Google now and start finding the trade shows in your industry.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.